Discourse number 29. Arcturus Discourse on the Musical Festival at Soldiers Field. August 19, 1934. It is Saint Germain's request that I voice to you the mighty accomplishment at the Music Festival last night. May I first refer to my own humble efforts in conjunction with those at the Royal Teton on New Year's Day 2 years ago? It was then decreed that the Century of Progress Exposition should be a focus for a constructive activity, which should ever expand and increase in intensity during the next 100 years. The opening and lighting of it was the initiatory step that is to usher in the beautiful, magnificent golden age which is signalized in that activity. This has made Soldiers Field sacred ground, a sacred altar of divine activity in the Western world, and so far as humanity at large is concerned, the hub of the whole of America. A volume could be voiced on all that took place, and that which led up to last evening, but owing to the human sense of time, this must be greatly condensed and but an outline given. Before proceeding with this description, I wish to call your attention to the unparalleled number of pageants of all kinds, of many nationalities, that are being held in Soldiers Field this summer. These cover the period from the ascension of Jesus down to the present time. They give acknowledgement of the ascension, which is the most vital thing, and the culmination of all human experience. These pageants from the human standpoint are a calling forth of the latent memory in humanity at large, and are a raising of the essence of that activity. How easy it is for humanity to pass over transcendent activities because of their unbelief, acknowledgement or acceptance of the true perfection of life. For all life in manifestation is God in action. Unfortunately, however, it is more often colored by human concepts of limitation and destructive qualities, which through the individual's power of free will, every one is at liberty to do. This ere long, however, will be greatly remedied by the setting aside of the greater part of the human free will as it is known today. This will enable much of humanity to be awakened and saved from their own destruction. Here may I say that the students who think they can play with the great law because of their unwillingness to give the necessary self-discipline will find themselves unfortunate indeed if they attempt it when once having entered upon the conscious path. The great law, which does not discriminate, takes individuals at their words and feelings. Those who think they can escape this are but deceiving themselves. The coming pageant of the Celts is really of great importance, for it enters into the vibratory action from the time of Jesus up to the present. The inner activity within and above Soldiers Field last night was one of the most divine activities since the advent of the Kumaras into the presence of the earth. Circle upon circle rose above the surface of the earth and those seated within the field. The first circle was formed by the members of the Great White Brotherhood in their golden robes, being those whose outer forms have not yet made the ascension. Next came the ascended host of masters who have made the ascension. Then came the angel Devas and seven of the cherubim. The circle above them contained four of the gods of the mountains, three of whom you know, the other you shall know. Around these were the archangels, of whom the archangel Michael was the director. Surrounding the core of light within the center of the field, extending for 200 feet within the earth and to 5,000 feet above, were Saint Germain, Jesus, the tall master from Venus, and the great divine director. They were the dispensers of the mighty currents of energy sent to all parts of the earth to do their work with no uncertainty. During the singing of the holy city, the divine pattern of that which is to become the holy city upon earth was lowered into its position, where it shall remain until it becomes a visible, vibrant city of light to the westward. The exact position of this I may not disclose at the present time, but I assure you it was a mighty activity, which will become a mighty reality to the humanity of earth. During Mr. Thomas Solos, that great vibratory action was taken up and re-echoed by a great, majestic celestial chorus, whose radiance poured forth over America like a glistening shower of light to consume and bless. During the singing of the Hallelujah Chorus, the entire activity was turned over to the direct dispensation of Jesus himself. I wish to assure you that the set pieces in color were not just a human idea, but those responsible for their presence were inspired by the ascended masters, principally Saint Germain, in order to establish their renewed, powerful activity, which was intensified a thousandfold or more to again act within the life, the soul, the light, from the heart to the periphery of America and the world. The representation of signing the Declaration of Independence was to bring before the conscious attention of the earth, and especially America, its unparalleled activity upon the earth, and to call it to the attention of the people of America, that they might hold close to and stand by the original Constitution of the United States, which was and is a divine creation, until such time as the complete ascended master constitution of the United States of America shall come forth as the advance of the Golden Age proceeds. The Golden Eagle and the Shield represent the height of divine protection for America again reestablished. The Bell of Liberty, in the power color of blue, represents the glorious liberty and freedom forever for America and the earth from all human selfishness, the instigator of which in every case is private profit, and the cause has been the same throughout the ages. The four powerful blue rays that formed a canopy over the field, thought to be ordinary by the mass of humanity, represented that fourth dimensional activity brought into visibility upon earth. And if it be necessary for the protection of America, the jewel in the heart of God, then that blazing light as of a thousand suns shall descend upon earth and consume all human inharmony and selfishness from the planet. The fan of pink light at the beginning was qualified to serve in the entire activity, and the great love star stood above all, shedding its rays through the tier above tier of great beings. I congratulate you and this good brother, and those many students of our beloved Saint Germain, and I thank you all for your earnest, sincere work in behalf of the freedom of America. May the activity of these beloved students of light ever continue to expand until from this nucleus the light of its radiance covers America. I also congratulate our beloved Saint Germain for his great accomplishment in establishing this nucleus and focus in America, and for his wonderful love, his light, his work for America for nearly 200 years, which ere long will begin to bear fruit of such perfect kind as has not been heretofore in any civilization. I bow in acknowledgement of his great love, wisdom, and strength. I congratulate you, my beloved sister and brother, for your love, steadfastness, patience, and activity for the students that have been and those that are to follow. Ever know that I am the only acting presence, and you will find that all activity will conform to the perfection of that presence. I bid you adieu, but not goodbye. Arcturus.